This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. Family Farmer, something we do every week at this time. When I say we, I do it, Doug Steffen, with the people who are close to what I describe as the most important residents, most important workers in America, America's family farmers. And here representing the local family farm situation in my neck of the woods, most of you who have listened to me for a long time know that I'm from Framingham, Massachusetts, grew up here. I spent all my time as a kid on three or four farms in the area, and one of the farms that's companion now to mine, or I'm companion to his, could be either. We're both companions. How's that? Pretty good, right? Tom Hansen runs Hansen's Farm, which is a fifth generation farm here in Framingham. Fruits, vegetables, all kinds of things. They brought horses there. It is a typical family farm, at least in our area, and I think around the country as well. So, historically speaking, the reason that I have Tom here because he is sort of a brother in arms. We're both faced with the same problems, having a farm in a suburban residential area that's inundated with traffic, new developments. The traffic is good, I guess, because we want to have people come to our farms and buy the stuff that we either produce or grow.
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, it really is, kind of. But so the history of the farm first, so the people who are listening around the country get sort of a picture of how typical you are. What I remember about your father and his father and his father goes back at least 100 or more years, right? Mm-hmm. The early 1900s?
Yeah, we moved here in 1908.
And you didn't. You were a part of it.
Right. My great-grandfather moved here in 1908
mm-hmm.
and purchased the farm in 1913. So we've been here ever since. So
right.
It's, I don't know, 106 years or so, something like that.
Yep.
And it's changed over the years, you know, as agriculture has changed and, you know, what's going on. I mean, the farm itself is fairly small by national standards. It's about 50 acres. But we use a lot of
leased
land.
Cram a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff
we use a lot of leased land around here and state park land and that sort of thing as well. So, and as you know, but your listeners probably don't, what kind of ended up is you and me are the last holdouts. So, the land that's been left around
holdout.
Here.
I like
kind
that.
Of,
holdout.
We've
yeah.
kind of gotten as time has gone on. So,
well, we're losing more than we're gaining, though, because it's all being used up. Development is encroaching in the area, and the support for development, at least part of the land we use, is state land that we can rent from the state. There's not much. There's no town land really left, and you know, 50 acres. I have about twice that much on my farm. But it's a pasture, basically, to support the raising of cows and dairy and so forth and so on. So from the beginning, what you know, what sort of stories was passed? I remember your grandfather, but I never knew your great-grandfather. Your grandfather, was a kid growing up. I was close to Carl and Dan and Sam, the people who were the farmers that we all looked up to.
My grandfather was a great guy, as you well know.
Yeah.
My great-grandfather, I didn't know as well. He died in 1949, before my time, about 10 years before I was born.
Yeah.
But he was a Canadian. He moved from Canada and as a logger and moved down here and married a local girl and ended up with the farm. And that's what he did, and as well as my grandfather and then my dad and then me. But back in those days, it was what they call a diverse New England farm where they grew some vegetables, they milked some cows, and they had some orchards.
Some of everything.
A little bit of everything.
I remember the orchards.
Right, yeah. So that was before my time.
I remember the cows in the barn.
I remember the cows in the barn. I remember the cows in the barn. I remember the last of them.
Yeah.
But so at one point in time, when my father came into the business around the time I was born, my grandfather and him decided that they would do vegetables exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the time, we were wholesaling most of the things that we grew into the Boston wholesale market. And they started a farm stand in the 60s, and that became very popular. Sweet corn became king. And for a number of years, it was a big deal. And then about the time that I kind of came into the scene, as far as, I mean, we worked since we were a small children, but you know what I mean. When I first started to farm there with my father, the wholesale business had been going downhill for years. We were getting less and less for what we were getting, and
more competition.
The
transportation allowed stuff to be brought in from further away instead of it being more expensive because they had to bring it further. The cost of growing the stuff changed, and it was cheaper to do it in other parts of the country.
Not only that, it's the varieties that they grew, they were able to grow things that held up better over a long period of time. And also, the way that they handled it and packaged it got much better. So, all of a sudden, you were able to get a head of lettuce from California that hadn't been in a truck for 2 weeks.
Or corn in Florida.
Right, and they irradiate stuff. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of the greens that they get are irradiated so that all the bacteria is taken out of them.
Yeah.
And they hold up for a long period of time. So,
but they don't have the value. One of the
things,
the sugar content, I've talked about this ad nauseum. You buy a head of lettuce cream from California, they can make it look good, spray it, and it's got all, but that doesn't mean it has any nutritional value.
Right.
Corn is probably the best example of that, because when you let it sit for even 4 or 5 hours after it's picked, you pick every day. People come to the stand, they expect to get fresh corn. It's daily picked. So the stuff that you would get that came up early in the season, even from New Jersey, that's overnight, maybe 2-3 days old.
Right.
And the sugars that are in the corn or any of the vegetables diminish with time and travel.
Right.
And I don't think most people know that.
Absolutely. And the stuff that we grow is far superior to what you can get from California or Florida or someplace like that. And people have appreciated that. So there became a rise in farmers markets in the state. Massachusetts is the third most number of farmers markets in the country, third only behind California and New York State,
mm-hmm.
which if you look at the size and demographics of those states, it's amazing.
It really is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
So, would you remember as a kid your father complaining or worrying about funds, money? You remember your grandfather saying, you know, it's tough to make ends meet, or is it just us that have found it that way?
It has gotten tougher over the years, and what we've done is diversified into as many different things we can do to make a buck as possible.
Right.
And, you know, so we added horse boarding there, and we board horses, and we, you know, I plow snow in the wintertime, and we do a lot of entertainment farming.
Yeah.
Which,
what do they call it? It's
agro-tourism.
Yeah.
And we do a bunch of that. We do a haunted hayride, and we do pumpkins and a corn maze and hayride and that sort of thing. And that's actually the only thing that saved me this year.
With the drought, it was horrible.
Yeah.
We come back. Let's talk about the fact that you pack most of your in. Kind of reminds me of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and what people, you know, when it comes to Christmas, everybody makes their money at the end of the year. Well, with the farmers who are doing what you're doing, it's all like the last month or so of the year, and it has to be a 24-hour-a-day function and focus in order to make it work, and if it weren't for that, you might not be here.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So that's the focus continues. Hanson's Farm. Hanson'sFarm.com is the website. You can get a little more information about what goes on there. I always send people to websites because you can see and get the feel of what the farm is about. Maybe get some ideas for what you...
Hanson'sFarmFramingham.com.
Oh, it is Hanson'sFarmFramingham.com. Okay. I get that. All right. Hanson's Farm Framingham. I found it at Hanson'sFarm.50webs.com.
That's a host website.
Oh, it is.
There's another Hanson's Farm in Massachusetts, and you could in Bridgewater, and you can go to their site if you just go to Hanson's.
Those bastards, we don't let them get any credit. All right, 16 past the hour.
The Don. Hodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minutes, I'm Tracy McRae. Ringing in your ears, known as tinnitus, affects almost 1 in 5 people.
Tinnitus is classified as basically any sound in your head.
Mayo Clinic audiologist Dr. Janelle Nischel explains hearing is a sense that never shuts off, even when you're sleeping. Your brain is constantly receiving stimuli from acoustics in your world. People who have hearing loss are most likely to develop tinnitus.
If, for example, you develop hearing loss either gradually or suddenly, and the brain recognizes that there is a change in that neural stimulation, it interprets that change or lack of as sound, or you might say it creates its own sound.
While tinnitus doesn't go away, Dr. Nischel says management strategies such as hearing aids, sound therapy, combination units, tinnitus retraining, biofeedback, and cognitive therapy can help habituate to it. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
19 after the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Tom Hansen, who runs Hansen's Farm. Hansen's Farm, Framingham?
.com.
Yeah. All right. So this is a perfect example of the type of thing that many of the people who listen to this program are going through. What I want to talk to you about in sort of large measure are the things that we find influencing us, like policy. You know me and regulations and authority and I make more noise about it than you do, but you're not much better. I mean, I think the farming community in general finds it offensive that there are so many really stupid regulations that have been passed over. And it isn't just reason. I mean, but it's getting worse for no good reason. There's nothing that comes out of this that really protects anybody. Do you think?
But there are things. It just depends. And it's so random. And because a lot of this stuff is generated from Washington.
Yeah.
You never know. I called NRCS this morning to find out about. I don't know.
Explain to people what RCS is.
The National Conservation
right.
Resources Service.
Resources, yeah.
And they and the FSA are in charge of
programs.
Yeah. For farmers. And okay. And so I just wondered what might be available with the drought.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to FSA, but then I talked to NRCS about what would be available because we've had a terrible drought in
awful.
Our area.
No.
Awful. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. Horrible.
And
stuff.
We were thinking about what we could do to preserve our water, maybe get a better water supply up.
All right, so we'll talk about that and what
okay.
I told you. 21 after the hour on the American Family Farmer.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the spring that turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night, raising a son, raising a daughter.
Farmers, 24 minutes out of the hour, a weekly excursion into agriculture. This is a program that is aimed at helping the American family farmer, people who own farm businesses, families doing that sort of thing, and the locavore consumer, which is really who you speak to, who I speak to, who most who are doing now the retail thing. Most people who are doing this are finding through various mechanisms the promotion. How do you, using the internet, using social media, who does that? Is your wife, Martha's an important cog in the wheel, your son Matthew is involved. Who's doing, and his wife is pretty savvy, I think, with that stuff.
Yes, she is. Much more so than I am. I mean, I fumble my way through it, but I tend to use the kids, help us out a lot with that. Some of the kids that work for us at the farm stand are really good. I had a good person with us this fall, a local mother who is really computer literate, and she helped us do a lot of that sort of thing. So
how do you know whether it works or not? How do you tell? How does a farmer tell that his promotions online are actually bringing in people? Is it just volume, or do you actually ask people? How do you know what works promotionally? A lot of people wonder. Farmers always ask the question when they, you know, it's like throwing stuff against the wall. What works?
Hey, you know, it's funny. Social media, what I've decided, and I really decided this in October, is social media is so immediate, and it's so, and it's not like the big advertising days that we used to have, we used to do. So I recall this, we were in the middle of our pumpkin picking season, and our pumpkin picking people coming out in the pumpkin field, taking pictures with their kids out there, and there it was a busy day. And I sent one of the girls, I said, go out in the pumpkin field with your phone and take some pictures of people having a good time. Ask them, it's okay, and then take pictures and put them on the website. And she said, I'll do better than that. I'll hook you up with Instagram and this thing and that thing and the other thing, and I'll link
Twitter,
them all together,
Facebook,
Twitter, exactly.
Yeah, Right.
And I'll link them all together for you. She did that, and we went crazy. Yeah. All of a sudden, the place, the parking lot was full. You couldn't get in and out of there.
Yeah.
And that just happened. It just happened like that.
Yeah.
And that's what it is, what it is now. It's, it's so instant and so immediate.
So I was talking before about how you make it all in the last month.
Ugh.
And that's your blood, your hair. But it just seems strange that we can't really depend on agriculture itself. Like at my farm, I'm going to go back to the ice cream store next year and have tours around the farm and teaching the kids about cows, that sort of stuff. But it's not just milking cows and selling the milk. It's not just planting the seeds and growing the products and selling them. It's got to be something else. There's something wrong with that.
I totally agree with you. You know, and as things change, I don't know, 15 years ago, we went to a huge resurgence in farmers markets around here.
Yeah.
And for a while, farmers markets were great. We went into it heavily. It kept the kids with us and the business and everything else. But now, because there's so many, it's gotten diluted and it's gotten harder.
Yeah.
But we've always had to go and find what the next thing is, what's going to bring people out, and you have to be flexible.
Do you learn from other farmers that are connected around the country on social media?
Always.
So you're getting ideas from them, they're getting ideas from you, it's cross-pollination.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's, in some cases, depending on the farm, it's cross-pollution. But there are a lot of, most of the people who are doing this are well-intentioned and become very knowledgeable and younger, which is something that I want to talk to you about as well, because that's a big impact now, the younger farmers who are doing smaller plots of land and how that works. Tom Hansen from Hansen's Farm here in Framingham, Massachusetts with me at 28 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Radio.
This report is brought to you by Perfect Fitness. This holiday season, give the gift of fitness with an AbCarver Pro or the Multi-Gym Elite from Perfect Fitness. If you have a fitness fanatic or someone who wants to get in shape on your list, these are great products for those of any fitness level. To build core strength and tone the abs, the AbCarver Pro has a patented carbon steel spring engine that provides resistance while rolling out and assistance rolling back, activating more muscles than ordinary ab rollers. The wide wheel and ergonomic handles deliver a powerful core and arm workout. The Multi-Gym Elite from Perfect Fitness is a complete at-home training system that efficiently works key muscle groups in the arms, core, and back. In a door frame, the Multi-Gym Elite allows users to perform three kinds of pull-ups and can be used on the floor for incline push-ups, sit-ups, and dips. To learn more about Perfect Fitness, see success stories, and to order these innovative products, visit perfectonline.com. Enter code HOLIDAY16 for 10% off.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown. We got him on his feet with handshake.
34 half the hour now. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with the focus this week on my friend Tom Hansen, who has the only other farm. There's a organic farm we don't either of us consider, although I think mostly what we do, I find myself, when people ask me the question, are you organic? Well, I don't use commercial fertilizers and that sort of thing. But some of the practical ways of approaching stuff, you got to use some things to get rid of the bad guys or to encourage the good things. I mean, I think that using the manures is good for the soil because there are a lot of microbes and stuff that are in it. But we still have to, unless you and I invested in one of those, I found fascinating, those butane things that burn the weeds. Have you ever seen those work?
Yes, I have. They look like they're going to explode.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, this is a concept anyway. Anyway, we're telling the story of Hanson's Farm as a typical New England farm. We have friends all over the country who do this. Do you find, though, that we face, certainly this year with the drought, unique circumstances here that make it more difficult? How do you learn from others? If you're, for example, talking to someone who's a farmer in Colorado, how is what they do growing produce going to be the same as what you do on your farm here in New England?
Well, the act of growing something is going to be the same,
right?
Although your soil conditions and your weather conditions and everything else are going to be vary quite a lot. One thing about New England is, and I read a book about it one time that I fascinated. I think it's, I forget the name of it. Anyway, one thing it said is that New England has some of the poorest soils in the country,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that we're sitting right on top of our market has kept us going. So, you know, in the years since,
imagine if we were growing food here and shipping it to California.
Right. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. No.
But there's no real need for that. There's 100,000 people, mm-hmm. if you draw a 10-mile circle around us.
A million
probably,
people. Yeah.
You know, but we have to be able to, we still have to be able to make a living growing the stuff that we're doing. And that's the challenge that we have around here. Our costs are higher.
Everything's, I mean, cost of fuel, buying equipment, fixing equipment, all of that stuff.
So, you know, you have to get creative, which is what we've done, and keep coming up with the next thing that's going to interest people and bring them out to the farm.
How do you select the seeds that you use? There's a big controversy, obviously, about Monsanto and how they've been buying up most of the seed producers. You and I try to find, I've found these guys in this one in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, that do open pollinated seed, which is not Monsanto, not Dow, not the big. You use a guy from Maine, I think, for most of your stuff, right?
I use two people, and mostly it's Johnny's Seed Company, mm-hmm. in up in Albion, Maine, the guy from New York.
I don't remember him either. They're doing it on their own. They are not influenced by some of this big the big business, although it becomes a big business because people don't want to buy the GMO stuff.
Right.
So is it harder and harder to find that?
Well, there's still, there's places like seedsavers.com that you can buy old heirloom stuff.
Yeah.
No problem there. But, and I'm not strictly on that either. You know, I kind of walk the middle ground. I'm not an organic grower, per se. But I do grow maybe two-thirds of the stuff through organic methods.
Right.
There's some other things I don't feel that I can... Sweet corn is a good example of that.
Yeah.
Major example of that. I just don't feel that I can raise that strictly organically. But I don't raise GMOs. I think there's a lot of peril inset with them that we'll find over time, and I would rather let somebody else find out about that. I remember the cautionary tale about some of the first GMOs that Monsanto did, earworm is a major pest with corn.
And corn.
When the silk is open, the moth lays its egg in the side of the silk, and it tightens up and becomes the worm. They don't overwinter here, so we don't see them until August. Well, so Monsanto came up with something that had an insecticide in the silk.
Mm-hmm.
And so it worked great, killed all the earworms.
What are you eating?
But then it also killed the honeybees that were pollinating the corn.
Yeah. So we have this bee problem around the
corn before they died.
Yeah.
And they had, anyway, so there was some of those things that.
And Monsanto will say, no, it's not us. Bunk them. It's not us. It is them. And the stuff that is, and I'm concerned about whether Trump has the idea that, look at a lot of the people that he's putting around him. I mean, I'd like to get rid of some of the regulation, frankly, but I don't want to see us, there's a fine line between between moving forward and being stuck. And so if the Monsanto-Bayer merger takes place, or the Dow and the DuPont merger takes place, it affects everybody, whether you're large or small. And there are people who listen to this program who don't agree with me because they are able to grow better, it costs them less money,
right.
And they'll say, well, we have to feed not only our own country, but we need to feed, you know, we're the breadbasket of the world. I also say with frequency, and you've heard me say this, if we don't get the government out of our business, out of our face, and stop with this foolishness, the EPA declares that a puddle of water in your driveway is a waterway, and that kind of stupid stuff, and eliminating dust, well, I mean, whatever cockamamie stupid things they come up with, if we don't deal with that, plus the incursion, I mean, the perfect example is what happens to your farm. When your father died, he transferred it to you. And then when you die, you transfer it to your son. But the way the regulations are, if it gets over a certain amount, you know, a lot of these people have a lot of land.
Right.
Then Obama's trying to change it to kick it back to 2 million from 5 million. Nobody's going to be able to afford to give the farm. They have to pay taxes and they have to develop the land.
Right.
It's so counterproductive. How come people aren't thinking that way, and what are some of the organizations that you're associated with? I belong to the National Farmers Union. I don't think you belong to still the Farm Bureau, don't you?
Farm Bureau, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, Mass
so
Farm Bureau.
What are they doing about trying to help all of us save the land? Save our land for the families.
You know, I'm not active in Farm Bureau right now, so I can't tell you.
I'm not either. I think they've become too big. They're interested in the big farmers, not the smaller ones. That's why.
Right. I don't know. But I don't know what programs that they have going right now. You know, but it, like you said, it is a problem. You know, if you have to sell your farm in order to just pay the taxes, where are we going with
yeah,
this? I mean,
right.
You know,
that's the, and I think that's really something that the farm groups you suggest. You know, whether it's American Farm Bureau or the National Farmers Union, Farmers Union has taken a strong position on this. But it's just one of the many things. It seems that it's tough. You have to select this lifestyle and like it. I don't do it for a vocation, you do. It's
yeah.
My avocation. But it certainly has been, it's provided me with a lot of the sustenance that I needed to be who I am. And so I can look at these things and I say, well, okay, I'm not worried about it. Over the years, I've spent a lot of money from what I did here to keep the farm going. That's just not right. They ought to
yeah,
be able
I
to
know.
Stand on their own. I mean, it's
it's
fool. How do we keep... And most of the farmers we talk about are in the same financial straits.
And there are fewer and fewer people doing it.
Yeah.
So it's less than 2% right. of the population.
Right. Let's talk about the kids that are coming along, though. Where do you see, in your case, you have your son, but when you look at some of our friends that are around whose children didn't want to stay on the farm, and yet we're finding, like, we have next door between the two farms that we have here, we have an organic, small organic farm, CSA operation, and there are a lot of younger, we might call them the granolas, not meant to be negative, but there, you know, there's a certain mindset of people who come in. They don't know anything, but they love the idea of working on the soil.
I love those guys. I see them at the farmers markets all the time. They think they invented it,
right?
It is, but it's great. It's great to see the enthusiasm and everything. The problem that I see is what's going on is there's very little land ownership with these people.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened in our state is with CSA, where you could sell shares and start farming, a curious thing happened. So in our lifetime, the population of farmers in this state has been pretty stable at about 5,000 people.
Yeah.
It hasn't gone up much or down. And it's mostly people like myself who, you know.
Right.
But what happened is once the CSA movement came about, our farm population has gone up to 7,500 or so. But the amount of land being farmed hasn't changed significantly, so they're doing smaller things. And there's very little land ownership from the next generation of farmers. And these are the guys that are going to take over from us.
Yep.
And it worries me because
you know, that's not going to last. You know, it's not going to last. So we need to find a way to get those guys on the farm and get some land ownership, because that's the only way you can do it. It's not a mono thing. You can't just say, well, I'm just going to do this thing. You got to be able to survive in this flexible business, be flexible and do this thing and do that thing. And like 10 years ago, this was going good, but now this.
And by the way, so one of the things that is important to us in terms of consideration, the way that the equipment business has gone, I won't, you know me, and you too, you know, we have older stuff and we keep fixing it, putting new engines, rebuilding the engines, rebuilding whatever our tools are, because I don't want to spend the money, nor do I want to be, even if I had the money, I think I wouldn't want to buy some of this new stuff, because the computerized mechanisms, first of all, they take all the fun out of it, but you can't work on it yourself. You're going to have to haul the tractor back. If something happens, nobody's going to be able to, nobody understands the stuff. They specifically sort of rig it, so you got to bring it back, or you have to call one of their service agents at $100 an hour. And none of us can afford to do that. None of us can afford it.
A friend of mine, the other side of town there, bought a brand new John Deere. This is 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And within a week or so, all of a sudden, the thing went kaflooey. And it was a chip. And the dealership didn't have the thing to reprogram it. They had to send it back. They were good to him. They gave him a loaner and everything else. Yeah. And he used that. But they couldn't even fix it. They had to wait to get some new software from John Deere.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's crazy. Anyway.
All right, we've had a good conversation. Thank you. Hanson's Farm Framingham.com is Tommy Hanson's website. You've heard him talk about his diversification, the things that he's doing in order to survive. I'm betting there are a lot of you who have done the same thing, but because he and I are close and you hear me talk about him from time to time, I thought it would be good for us to meet him on the air and to have a conversation about actually what is going on as a representation of what's a farm, a family farm like this in New England at least is dealing with. Thank you.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who. Ho, ho, ho! The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Guys, the customer appreciation sale is here at JCPenney, with great deals on fine jewelry to show how much you appreciate her. We have extended store hours this Saturday, giving you extra time to pick out the perfect gift. Show her how special she is and get 25% off fine jewelry, like select diamond, gold, and silver pieces already 40 to 60% off. Need an idea? Diamond studs are all up to 50% off. The customer appreciation sale at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. Valid 12-1 to 12-6. Some exclusions apply. Check newspaper or jcp.com for coupon and details.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Let's talk about blood flow in your body for a moment. You know that healthy circulation is the most critical thing to help your body stay in shape. As you get older, you want to support healthy blood flow. And getting enough dietary nitrates into your system is what makes the arteries open up and the blood get to your muscles, your brain, every aspect of your body. And that's where Super Beets comes in. Beets, if you didn't know it, are nature's best way of providing your body with the third most important gas in it after oxygen and hydrogen. It's nitric oxide, and that's what opens up the arteries. That's the natural way of you getting energy and stamina and the blood pressure that you want to keep so that you stay healthy. That's it. All of this stuff is affected by having beets, and Super Beets is the best way to deliver it. So if you want to get in on the action, so many people are so excited about this product, all natural, nothing but beets in it, non-GMO beets, by the way, call 800-655-4100. 1-800-655-4183 and get in on the program. 800-655-4183 for a new supply. You get a 30-day supply of regular Super Beats free with your first order. 800-655-4183, or you can buy them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. Turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with this comment. The focus on the Paris Agreement when it comes to some of the key groups. We're talking about what is going on in food security, what's going on in climate change discussions, that sort of thing. I have some strong thoughts and feelings and opinions on this, which I will share with you in a few moments on the American Family Farmer.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
guys, the customer appreciation sale is here at JCPenney, with great deals on fine jewelry to show how much you appreciate her. We have extended store hours this Saturday, giving you extra time to pick out the perfect gift. Show her how special she is and get 25% off fine jewelry, like select diamond, gold, and silver pieces already 40 to 60% off. Need an idea? Diamond studs are all up to 50% off. The customer appreciation sale at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. Call 12-1 to 12-6. Some exclusions apply. Check newspaper at jcp.com for coupon and details.
All right, so we all heard about the Paris Agreement on climate control, but one of the things that came out of some local research is that they forgot to include a key group that's been left out of a lot of these conversations about combating climate change, and that's small family farmers. Farms defined as single-plot farms that are run by families, not big corporations, the people who are selling their own product at farmers' markets. There are farmers who supply small food chains. So let's get the wrap on this. There's some new research that is covered here in this information.
While the Paris Climate Agreement has been heralded as a landmark decision in the fight against climate change, new research suggests the deal left out one vital group. The agricultural sector is responsible for nearly a quarter of global greenhouse gas emissions. But in 2014, only 4% of public financing to combat climate change was earmarked for farms. And according to the Rural and Agricultural Finance Learning Lab, small farmers who work with a single plot of land can make a big difference. There are roughly 450 million of those farmers worldwide. Small farmers, often seen at local farmers markets, are expected to play a big role in meeting the world's food production needs. Climate change is also more likely to negatively affect small farmers. With smaller fields, they have fewer crops to fall back on when times get tough. The concentrated group could have a positive impact on climate change and food security. But the study says farmers need assistance, like government incentives and other financial help to make it happen.
Well, one of the reasons for that, at least in our country, but I think around the world, the expectation, especially in the so-called first world, the progressive world, is that we will have all the food we need and it will be cheap. Well, that's not really, I mean, the things that we've been talking about here in this hour and that I talk about regularly focus on the fact that we are having a hard time making this cheap food available because everything's so expensive. If you ever buy any commercial fertilizers or you're hiring help with the laws changing, you got to pay X number of dollars an hour. You buy the new equipment and it's astronomically expensive and difficult to maintain. So not only here in our country, but around the world, when you think about it, there are 450 to 500 million. That's a half a billion small farmers on the planet. And yeah, okay, we can be concerned about climate change. I am the so-called food security issues. Yeah, that's an issue. But what I need in my own mind is to know that I'm going to survive and that my friends are going to survive. And we're going to, you know, all of this stuff doesn't address the things that we were talking about a few minutes ago. And that is, how do you protect your farm, your asset? The government policy toward land ownership is asinine. And unless we deal with that, more and more land is going to go into development, which is, I suppose, great because the farmers then pay off all their debts and have some retirement money. But that doesn't help us produce all of the foods. And then Monsanto will run in and say, well, we'll make it easier and better for you because we'll do this kind of special engineering for this kind of crop and yada, yada, yada. And as you just heard Tommy say, the creation of the chemical that got rid of the worm in the ear of corn also killed the bees. And so that kind of stuff, put that all around the world, and you're going to have a severe, severe food shortage as we have more population, fewer people farming. I don't really care about the Paris Agreement, Frank. I care about survival. That's where we ought to be thinking or putting our best thoughts, at least at the moment. That's my thinking. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.